No, shut up, because we're going to get this over and done with.
Shut up. Can I just...
Who did Tottenham play tonight?
Don't blame me, mate. I didn't do anything.
Did I say your name?
Don't even be coming. Don't even be coming at me.
What was the song that was just
you're
playing?
You're well out of order, Luke.
I don't know,
you're
fucking clue, mate. I'm just laughing for the sake of it. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Well, we've been away for a while. Football's been shit.
Football's been great.
That's a wrap. Good season, boys.
Welcome to the Londoners Champions League special.
Woo!
Woo! All about the Champions League.
How many teams, how many out of Ash English teams are still in Europe? Oh.
Well, as we started the season this way, Arsenal ladies got to the Champions League final this year.
Oh, you can fuck right off with that shit.
Didn't they lose the other day?
They've lost every game since getting to the Champions League final. But they're in the Champions League final. At least one
time. Arsenal,
is. I mean, I don't think they should be allowed in it, mate, because, you know, they're not doing well in the season.
I mean, they're still second in the league.
If we listen to Arsene Wenger and all those fucking bullshit commentators.
With that mentality, like, you shouldn't be allowed in the semi-final of the competition that you're in tomorrow,
mate,
right?
We shouldn't be allowed in anything, to be fair, with our performance, in fairness, mate. But no, I do disagree with everyone mentioning shit like that with Tottenham and Arsenal.
Do you know what's wound me up for the last couple of weeks is everyone, like Tottenham pundits on TV, is saying how they've just binned off the league now. No, they haven't. Like, if they had, it would have been like before Christmas when you were still losing games then. Like, that's just a nonsense thing to say.
Yeah, I think there's some sort of truth to that in a way, but yeah, I get where you're coming from there, Clive. It's you can certainly see that
it's just a bullshit excuse.
I agree. It's just you can see from the last three games though that he has just put Romero van der Ven on the bench. He's just kept him on the bench. He's Solanke's on the bench just because he wants to keep him fit for that game. From that perspective, yes, but for an excuse, it's terrible. That's terrible excuse to say that. Oh, I don't think we'd concentrate on that, mate. We've been shit for fucking ages.
Yeah, all season.
I won't go all season, but yeah, we've been shit for ages.
Sure. All season.
You guys have come in a new Tottenham, so don't even go there.
Oh,
we're not even close to that.
Don't even go there.
We're not even close to that. But,
I mean, you tell all those people that have been born in the last 23 years or whatever it is, when they haven't seen you win anything other than an FA Cup.
Well, they've seen trophies then, haven't they?
Oh, well, an FA Cup is how big Arsenal are, FA Cup.
No, it's just... We've been over this ground before.
I know.
And you was wrong then and you're wrong now.
Well, so, I don't think I was, but...
100%.
No.
Right. What game should we talk? We got a lot of games to talk about, and I can't even remember
the first game.
Yeah, I don't think we're really going to be talking about too many games. I don't even think that was the first game, Bob. I think there's another game as well.
Was it?
Oh no, that's because I've been missing for.
Arsenal had three fixtures, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, we've had two Champions League fixtures that we won't talk about.
Well, we can if you want.
We go back to Real Madrid one if you want.
Yeah, back in the glory days. Oh, take me back then.
And she will.
No one was moaning about injuries or striker there. Sorry, I'll stop now. Yeah. That one was the top.
We've been moaning about injuries as much as Tottenham have all season, so...
Oh, I'm aware.
Right, Premier League. I'll just kick us off. It's been shit. a 2-2 draw with Palace after being in the lead comfortably. A 2-1 loss to Bournemouth after being in the lead. Can't defend from set pieces. Can't score from set pieces anymore. Can't score goals. God, if we'd signed a striker in January...
Oh, Ollie Watkins.
Maybe not him, but someone. Yeah, it's just been a bit poor from Arsenal recently. Even tonight, we was probably the best we've been in a few weeks. But it's just the whole everything is kind of just drained out of us. Odegaard's not turned up since his injury, unfortunately. Gabriel Magalhães, or whatever his name is, Gabriel at the back, has been a massive miss. Just through not only defending but keeping the ball. Like Kyrie has done a good job in the team, but we're conceding silly goals from set pieces. We're not as dangerous from attacking set pieces. And when Kyrie's got the ball, his forward passing is not as good as Gabriel. So people say he's done fit in really well and done a good job, but I just think he's been not one of the reasons we've dropped points, but certainly one of the reasons we dropped points. That's fair. And yeah, a bit like other teams in the league, we knew it was over, so we've kind of put tools down in the Premier League by the looks of things. So, which now could mean there's a good possibility of us finishing fourth, I reckon now. We've got Liverpool and Newcastle to come. So,
absolutely beautiful. Have you won a game since Real Madrid?
Yeah. Who did we beat? We beat someone. In between, maybe. I don't know. I can't remember. I'm done. I'm out. Season's over. Season is well and true. I know how it feels to be a West Ham fan now.
Oh, yeah. But you've only got Liverpool and they lost to Chelsea at the weekend, so you should be fine, to be fair.
We've got Newcastle as well, and they're a bit of a bogey.
Yeah, team. Newcastle's fine. Not fine. Newcastle will be a challenge, but I doubt Liverpool will be. They're flat.
I don't know. done and dusted for them. Maybe we'll sign a striker in the summer, and next season will be our season, boys.
Oh, what do you think personally will get you over that line next season, regardless of the striker? Because I don't think that's enough.
A left winger, a striker. I think they're the two.
The manager.
No, I still think he's trying. if we're gonna be brutally honest, and we're gonna go down the Tottenham route, injuries have played a massive part of this season, and the fall off, overplaying Kai Havertz, and his hamstring injury fucked us. Marino, for all his efforts, has done a great job for a defensive midfielder up front, but even he's playing with a knock at the moment, and that's why he's not been playing starting in the league. Trossard is probably due to go now. I don't think he does enough when he starts, and he hasn't been as impactful off the bench. Martinelli just hasn't had the final product this season. Still like him, and I'd still like to see him at the club, but I think we need a left winger that's going to produce a bit more than Martinelli. There's going to be a lot of players leave in the summer, so it's not just a striker we need to look at. You've got players like Jorginho's, he's off. Thomas Partey hasn't got a new contract yet. Tomiyasu, God knows what we'll do with him. Is someone doing a scratch card or something?
Yeah, I was just getting
the dust off. Yeah, so there's going to be, maybe even Zinchenko's going to be out the door. So there's going to be a lot of positions we need to kind of backfill for and go from there.
Gonna struggle to get top 10 next season.
No, I mean, again, the first team is generally pretty good. Apparently, we've already kind of got the replacement for Thomas Partey lined up. So it's just strengthening the bench, really. I don't know who's going to be the starting left back next season, but we've got options there in Lewis Skelly, Calafiori. Again, Tomiyasu might be back next season. Maybe. Who knows? another centre half would be decent as well. But yeah, I think Arteta's been super unlucky with some of the injuries and the positions that we've had injuries in. Missing, as we've said, for Tottenham, missing so many players for so long, it's going to have an impact. It's not only going to have an impact with the team playing, but the options you've got from the bench. Like you look at a bench tonight, I mean, you've got the only real player you can bring on as a game changer is Leonardo Trossard, or even Nwari, which I'm a bit disappointed Arteta didn't try and chuck on and see if he could produce anything. Hopefully a pre-season gets Odegaard back into some kind of form. The rumours are that he's still not fully fit after his operation. But then, like, rest him, rotate him, play a couple of other players in that. Like, Trossard can play a number 10 role, surely.
Did he play the weekend?
Odegaard, yeah. Yeah.
I think he's fit then. Me personally, they wouldn't have played him otherwise. If he wasn't players, fit.
Players play with Knox, Luke. No, I know players do play with Knox.
I know they play with Knox, but like, let's be honest, you've got a big game coming up. If he was injured, even with a knock, when apparently, as you keep saying, or Arsenal fans keep saying that, we don't care about the league now, or not care about the league, but we don't need to focus too much on it, I would have dropped Odegaard, kept him on the bench, then played him for him. So I don't think having a knock is an excuse for this game.
Trying to play him into form is not a thing. Play him into fitness isn't a thing.
Look, if he's not in form, you don't play him. I've said this numerous times and I'll still play that. If a player's not in form, don't play him.
The problem with that to a level, Luke, is then the player's never going to get into form.
Yeah, but that's the way football works, Clive. It's the same for like the England squad, isn't it? It's like, you know, it's not always that black and white. Well, it pretty much is. If a player's like banging in goals, playing really, really well, you've got to play a player just because if he's played well in the past,
There's no one in form though.
You need to drop it. Okay, but again, you can't say he's had knocks, and then you don't throw the Bournemouth game that you guys keep saying that, you know, the league now we're not going to focus on because we want the Champions League. I'm sorry, but you'd be dropping Odegaard. It's not about a form.
He's trying to get him some confidence, trying to play him into form.
I don't think that's just an excuse. I genuinely do.
It's not an excuse. It's just trying to get players up to full fitness. Trying to get players there.
I don't know. It's
a big injury.
No. How many games has he played before then?
He's been back for a while.
Don't tell me it's been a knock. I mean, how many games do you want to give him till he gets form? 10 games? You keep losing? 6 games? 4 games? 20 games? When does it become a thing? This is what I hate about football and football fans. Is that the player's not on form, do not play that player. Stop playing him. It's costing you. How many games have you lost now in the Premier League? Because you guys keep saying that you're not focusing on it
I think we've lost 4 all season in the Premier League. It's not many.
Certainly not 19.
No. True.
But no, there's like, I hear you, Luke, but at the same time, when you don't believe, like, if you don't believe you've got a player that can do what Martin Odegaard can do when Odegaard, say, at 70%, and you think you can get him up to, say, 80% or 90% before a huge game, you take that gamble in a competition that is gone. You take that gamble. You keep playing him until he gets to that level you need him to be. And that's, like, the difference with playing the top level football is those small percentages, tiny, tiny little percentages.
A form and a knock are two different things. Like, is he bad form or has he got a knock?
I think he's still playing with an injury.
Well, then he should be playing then. Like, if it's form, I can understand.
So,
putting
like,
a player in for form, you need him to get game time. But if he's got a knock, you've got to rest a player for a massive game. Somebody, fucking Ledley King. Our best centre-back used to not even train, he used to turn up to the game and play, and he was still our best player, and he was still one of the best centre-backs in the Premier League. So you're telling me a player like Odegaard can't just train or do light training in the week and has to play a game?
Hey, we don't know what training he's doing. He could be doing light training.
This is the thing, mate. This is why I'm saying that if he had a knock, he would not have played the Bournemouth game. he would have played. Is it Bournemouth you lost against? He would not play the Bournemouth game, and he would have been fully fit for this game. And I'm surprised, in fairness, that you played a really strong team against Bournemouth when you had this game. That was shocking as well.
Again, it's because like you can see why he's done it, because he wants to play players and get their confidence. He's a very much confidence and energy and positive vibe manager.
It's confusing, Clive, because I'm not trying to start an argument here. I'm literally confused because the Real Madrid game, he rested players for the game before the Real Madrid. He did not play a full squad for the Real Madrid. This is weird from what Arteta's doing. I don't fully get it. And as an Arsenal, as a Tottenham fan, we fucking happened to us. I wouldn't understand it. I'd be like, what's going on? You know, are we dropping the league now? We know we're not going to get where we are, so we are resting players. And I know he's done that recently for Tottenham because where we are and in the position. But he was in the quarterfinals and he rested players and then played Real Madrid and smashed them.
I think he clearly thought that the Real Madrid game was the harder game then.
This is the thing. This is why I think you need a new manager, because that's moronic.
I still think he's the guy for the job. He's got another season for me.
You think he's got another season?
Yeah, 100%.
But what if you get injuries again? Is it just it's not Arteta's
fault?
No,
like, I said earlier in this season in the podcast, like I think next season, I think he overachieved. I think he got ahead of schedule with the first, second place finish. And I think that's put a little bit more pressure on him, because if he'd gone from finishing eighth to finishing fourth, then finishing second, say last year, people wouldn't be saying so much about him this season and how he hasn't delivered yet. But yeah, I said earlier in the podcast this season that I think he's, for me, he's got next season, and that is when he will be really questioned on, can he get it done? Can he get it over the line? Players will, the big question mark at the moment is William Saliba. Real Madrid are sniffing around him. He got caught on the ball once or twice as well, which he's done in against Real Madrid in the second leg and against Palace. But again, I think that's a bit because he hasn't got the mountain of Gabriel next to him as well. Like I said earlier in the season, that Gabriel's been our best defender up until his injury, because Saliba gets all the praise, but Gabriel was just unreal this season and last season. I think that's the worry, is if Saliba's head gets turned. Saka's apparently just about to sign a new deal, so that's at least something. His second chance against PSG.
Has he not scored? It was on his right foot, so I'll give him he should definitely be scoring that.
But yeah, he's about to sign. I think, as we've said on this podcast, the striker is the key area now. Like even before Kai Havertz's injury and Gabriel Jesus' injury, the striker was the big question mark going into the season. And it's going to be the huge thing, even after, Donnarumma made over the two legs, probably five world-class saves over the two legs. He did the same against Villa and he did the same against Liverpool as well. So that man, if they win it, he's got to be winning the goalkeeper of the year easily. He was just like the save against Saka in the second half, unbelievable. I think going forward we just need a good options from the bench as well. We need to strengthen the squad rather than just first team players. But if you had Kai Havertz, even if you just had Kai Havertz about, it gives you a different option. It gives you the chance and the ability to rotate Rice or party with Marino as well, because Marino's not having to play centre half, centre forward even. But yeah, it's the last few weeks of since the Real Madrid hire, it's all been a downer since, which is football. It is football. And the worst thing that could happen now is Tottenham win a fucking trophy.
Yeah, well, let's not get our hopes up, yeah.
We'll end up on Tottenham and how excited Luke can get. I think that will work. So, Bob, what's been happening with West Ham?
It's just same old, isn't it? Move on. I'm sick of it.
I had the pleasure of going to a barbecue with a couple of West Ham fans. Was it Sunday you played Tottenham? So they'd been to the match and they turned up after the match and said, "Oh, how was it?" And they just said, "Shit."
Yeah, it was. I mean, obviously the game wasn't on TV. And at first I thought, why on earth would they do that? And then I realised, oh, because we're both shit.
Yeah.
But just the Brighton game quickly, first of all, we went 2-1 up and then lost 3-2. So I think there were two very late goals as well. But I don't know. Like, it's just fucking shocking. Can we talk about the London derby? Or are we skipping until...
You talk about whatever you want.
You can talk freely tonight. Because we've had a couple of weeks off, no structure tonight. We're going to limp our way to the end of the season now.
Let's talk about PSG.
I'd much prefer that.
If Tottenham get to a final, we won't do an end of season episode. And we'll just retire. That's actually something I need to say, actually. I think I told Bob this. Maybe Mitchell. So we play football on a Monday night, as people may have gathered. People may know. And I turn up on, not this Monday because it's bank holiday, the Monday before. See, Mike, shout out to Mike, is there. Luke comes up.
Love you, Mike.
We start talking about a podcast and Luke drops the, "Oh, we should really sit down and start talking about next season because I've got some really good ideas."
Wow.
35 episodes in and he's up for giving us some ideas, yeah, boys.
Dear.
One of them was him wearing an Arsenal shirt. But
no. It wasn't. But look, I'm thinking for the future, guys. You know, now we've gone through this many episodes. Consistently,
well,
I say consistently. I mean,
let's not ruin your ideas. Yeah, I think we all need to sit down. And,
if you fucking say man versus AI, I'm going to.
Wasn't that my idea?
I don't think we're ever going to beat those.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Right, continue US down, chat, Bob. Sorry.
I mean, the London derby, I think, just kind of summed up both teams, didn't it? Really, it was so bad. Like the. It was like watching I won't even insult the championship by saying a championship game. It was like watching a, I don't know, like we've been to Billericay before. it's just so bad. And I think a draw was a fair result. I don't know whether you'd agree with that, Luke.
I think it was about right.
I think Spurs were kind of on top in the first half, or they certainly had more chances in the first half, and in the second half West Ham seemed to pick it up a little bit. Bowen should have scored another one, to be fair. Bowen was by far our best player, as per usual, really. Him and Wan-Bissaka are our only saving grace at the moment, and it just makes me so sad watching football. I know I was saying earlier to you, Clive, about making sure that I get Sky Sports when we move house, but I think I've decided against it, to be honest. I think I'd rather get the fucking Disney Channel or something. I don't know. I can think of a good example of that, to be honest. I don't know what else there is on normal TV now. But yeah, there really isn't much to talk about with the West Ham Spurs game. Like, it was an uneventful London derby, which I think you would expect from both of our teams at the moment. Luke, I don't know if you want to take over.
Yeah, no, it was. I can see the rest players ready for the game this week. Danto Gray played, Davies played, Bissouma's getting game time in. Sarr started. Odegaard to come back from injury. He's getting game time. Richarlison's back from injury. I mean, it was, yeah, I think regardless of if we played a strong team or not, I think the outcome probably would have been the same. Just as you said, as the way that we've played this season has not been great. I don't know how Vicario let that goal go in from Bowen. It was a great finish from Bowen, but like, you don't get beat like that at your front post and then through the legs as well. But it was poor defending, letting him go through. But as you said, he's been your best player and he looked good. Same with Wan-Bissaka in the game. We just did the same Tottenham thing. Possession was all right, but just not clinical enough. Just couldn't really... But yeah, it was just a boring game.
Yeah, it was. You know what winds me up with West Ham, actually, is the fact that I listen to you guys talking about injuries, right? And it's kind of like, well, I wish I could use that excuse. Like, the only one, really, that I would say would be Somerville, that we've kind of missed out on, because I think when he... And not that he had loads of game time, to be honest, when he was under... Lopetegui. I think he's the only player really that is missing from our squad that kind of give us a bit of spark when he played and that kind of stuff. But other than that, like, we've got a full squad at the moment and we're still putting out shocking performances. Like, it's like they don't want to be there. And it's shocking.
Is there any kind of... Can you see anything from Potter tactically? Do you find that your shape's better?
Yeah. Like, I think there's definitely more of a game plan under Potter than there was under Lopetegui, but evidently it's not working. Maybe the chaos was a little bit better. Like, I know we got spanked 5-1 every now and then, but, you know, at least we've got a couple of half decent results. But yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's Potter's fault, because he obviously hasn't got all of the players he wants at the moment.
It doesn't sound like he's going to get them either.
No, it doesn't sound like he's going to get them. So, I mean, he's got to deal with a load of players that, from viewing them over the past however long now, just look like they don't really give a shit. Which is just a crap thing to see as a football fan. Like, even, you know, it just pisses me off. Like, I watch other teams, like the Arsenal game tonight and the PSG, you could tell, you know, they were really up for it. Like, and you had that passion and that kind of stuff. And I know it's a completely different circumstance because it's in the Champions League, but I don't know. Like, for me, I know we're not playing it for anything, but who the fuck wants to finish 17th in the league? You're the fourth worst team in the league.
I think there's one of three teams that want to finish there at the moment.
Yeah.
top United and West Ham.
Yeah. But it's just shocking, isn't it? Like, you should have a bit more respect than that, I think, anyway.
Got rid of Moyes.
Well, no, I mean, no. No, we shouldn't have. I mean, we didn't get rid of him, but he left.
Mutual consent. He was forced out.
That was
fine,
actually. No,
your fans sacked him.
Our fans fucking sack everyone. They sack Lopetegui. I wonder where we'd be now. Wouldn't it be funny if we could just watch the season with Lopetegui in control and see where we finished up? See if we'd done any better. Just to
Arsenal might have spanked, yeah. They might have gone on to win the league because that confidence boost. Yeah, it would be interesting to see what would have happened. Tottenham could have got relegated. Oh, I like that dream now, World Cup.
Suddenly turned into an Arsenal dream.
Yeah. I don't know how we went into an Arsenal dream. But yeah, like, I don't know what else to say. Like, I feel like I'm saying the same thing every week, but it's because we're that shit every week that I just have to say the same thing.
I think it's brilliant. Keep saying it every week, mate. I love hearing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking 17th. I just can't get over that I almost got that prediction right. Who would have thought it?
Right, the key word there, because I knew you was going to fucking act like this. The key word there is almost.
I'm 1 point away. One position
who cares?
Away.
Who cares? You're not one point away. You're 15 points away. You're nowhere fucking near.
To be honest, you can't get closer. To be honest, it was a joke prediction. You didn't actually think it was going to happen.
I thought I'd cover my back. I meant what I said.
It didn't. I knew.
I might say Arsenal to get relegated next season.
Go for it.
I think I'm good at predicting.
Can't wait. I'm gonna predict Maresca gets sacked.
I mean, it'll happen eventually.
The safe bet.
Well, if he gets Champions League, he'll be there for another season.
I think that might not save him.
Depends on how many players he demands. We've already got 300. Let's add another two.
Right, calm down, all right? You leave our players alone.
I fucking hate Chelsea.
I fucking hate Chelsea.
Yeah.
So... with West Ham, you talk about kind of the players not having any real passion for it. Any player showing any, like Jared Bowen at least?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's literally it, though. And I've not really said anything bad about Wan-Bissaka all season, and I like him.
I like him.
Everyone else can get in the bin. I'm sick of him. Fuck off.
He wanted to keep three players a couple of weeks ago when I was last on, and now he just wants to keep
two. Minus one. And they keep going down. Wan-Bissaka might be out next week. Who knows?
Sure, I talked Chelsea for a few minutes. I only need a few minutes for this one, didn't we?
Whoa. Guy, if we could be like that.
Nicholas Jackson's back. So Carl Palmer's back.
Palmer's back. It's so fucking party time, boys.
What that does tell us is Cole Palmer's trash and Nicholas Jackson's the one that makes things happen.
Or we are just... Don't, because you can't say shit, because we literally don't have a striker outside of Jackson. It's all wingers.
We don't have a striker. We're playing a defensive midfielder up top.
Yeah, well, we were playing fucking wingers. Fuck you, Clive.
That's better than a defensive midfielder. Come on.
Depends who the defensive midfielder is. I mean, look at Enzo Fernandez. Oh, he's banging him in. Stick him
headers,
up front.
Headers galore.
All right, calm down. Shall I riddle off some interesting stats for you for the Everton game?
Nah, don't bother.
Make it a bit interesting.
Let's add another dynamic to the, well, to the pod.
Do you know what? Right, do you know, it's quite annoying because I wrote quite a lot of notes on the Chelsea-Everton game and I was quite looking forward to talking about it. And then all you pricks disappeared.
I mean, we're here now. The floor's yours, Mitchell. Oh, come on, right. Mate.
No, it's too late now. The moment's gone. But I'm going to do the couple of little stats, right? So this one is probably well known, although I'd forgotten about it. Moyes has never beaten Chelsea. Can you believe that? His whole time in the Premier League.
It's boring. Never beaten Chelsea. What's the next one?
Oh, you guys. Why you gotta do this to me? Right, next one. Chelsea have had the most shots at home this season.
Nobody cares. Next.
Where are the goals, Clive?
Nicholas Jackson's been injured, mate.
Yeah.
No. This whole season. Come on.
What are you saying? Nicholas Jackson's been injured. Palmer. Cole Palmer can't hit a barn door.
Yeah. Palmer. Well, he did score a penny though, Clive. He did. He's back now.
He's got that icy coolness about him again.
He never left. He just didn't play as well.
His brain went.
He had a fever. He was ill.
Temperature went up.
His best mate got injured. And then the striker got injured.
Next Palmer, fact, Mitchell, go.
Thank you. Palmer, before Liverpool, so the Everton game, he had had nothing in 16, but he'd had the most shots in the Premier League in those 16 games.
Doesn't surprise me.
Mental, isn't it? I think that might have been the. And one more. And Jackson's first goal of 2025.
What a legend. What a great guy.
And then a little comment on Sanchez, who the made. Goalkeeper. Oh, yep. My God. An absolute incredible save. I wrote down Robert Seamanchez.
What?
Come on.
Anything else? Anything else?
That was it for... and Lavia had a good game, but that was it for the Everton game. Okay. I do want to touch on Reece James, but I'll do it after both the games, shall we?
Yeah, let's go to the Guard of Honour and the win against Liverpool, I guess.
Well, here's another stat for you. I'd said it in the group chat, but
super we'll excited for this.
All the listeners. We hadn't beat Liverpool at home since 2018, and I can't remember if I asked you, Clive. I think it might have been Tom, actually. Who scored in our 1-0 win against Liverpool in 2018?
And I got this right.
I can't remember. I'm assuming because Drogba in 2018.
What's he on?
Because you're asking me and Tom, it would be an ex-Arsenal player.
Who could it be?
It will be an ex-Arsenal. Probably sure? David Luiz, isn't it?
He's going David Luiz. Bob, do you want to tell him the right answer?
Or Olivier Giroud.
Yeah, that was the right answer. Well done, Cliff.
Yeah.
Olivier Giroud.
Good looking
So I was not expecting a win. I was hoping for maybe a draw. But we seem to have found some form at the right time.
Put you right back in the race for top four, isn't it?
It certainly is. Maybe even top three.
Even top two at this rate. We're fucking falling off a cliff.
It would be... Oh. Chef's kiss if we finished above Arsenal this season.
I mean, I wouldn't write it off. I really wouldn't at this point. How many points are you behind us now?
Four. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the goal difference there? You've got superior goal difference.
I mean, we cross over some fixtures as well. You played Liverpool last weekend. We played them this weekend. Then you play Newcastle this weekend.
Newcastle is next, yeah.
And I think we play them the following weekend. So
that's going to be a good one. Chelsea-Newcastle.
Yeah, and then Newcastle-Arsenal.
Yeah, so...
second.
Oh, they don't fucking deserve it.
I don't think anyone deserves it, if I'm honest. It's been such a bad league this year. And that's not just from an Arsenal point of view. It's just been a bad league.
Bad, but then the race for the top five has been quite interesting.
It's the only interesting thing about it, right?
Like it's fucking interesting for the teams, isn't it?
Damn right it is, mate.
No one else gives a shit.
Well, the teams
might
Moyes.
Be God. Playing the Champions League against them will give a shit. You don't know how that feels, though. Yeah.
Anything else, Mitchell? Talk about Liverpool. Chelsea.
Liverpool. You knew they were going to have a hangover from winning the league. I think they'd made quite a lot of changes as well. But our football was lovely. There was a lot of free-flowing attacking football. Palmer was looking back to his normal best and there were forward passes. None of this sideways bollocks and not even any of this getting nervous. Like when they got one back, there was no nerves went too far. We stayed in the game and then we got a third. It was lovely. And all three goals, I think, yeah, all three goals, Palmer had something to do with it. Obviously, the penalty. But he made the first one and the second one. The second one, I mean, it was poor defending from fucking Van Dijk trying to boot it away and he boots it to his own player. But it was Palmer that put the ball in there. And it was Palmer that got the ball in the middle for the first goal, ran it forward, got it to the wing. And it was a lovely bit of movement. Again, Liverpool, though, weren't very good defensively because Fernandes comes running in and there's no one on him. And he takes it well. And
how do you remember all this? We was watching this game together and I was pissed as a fart at this point.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of drink Sunday. I had to watch the highlights.
Okay, fair enough.
Watch the highlights and
take notes. That's something you don't do, Bob, anymore. since about Christmas.
Yeah. Well, way before that, mate.
Since the league was done, that's it.
Yeah, it's about 1998. I think I saw what the highlights.
That's when Chelsea won the treble, wasn't it? No? 97, 98.
You talk some nonsense, don't you?
I've mentioned that in the pub and that was Tom's exact words. yeah, nothing much more to be honest with you. The Reece James stuff. Oh man, I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if he's had a falling out with Maresca. Or I don't know if maybe Maresca's a bit of a proud Italian, and he doesn't like that Tuchel's had a little poke at him about James. I don't know what it is, because he's doing everything in his power to not play Reece James at right back, let alone anywhere else. Caicedo played right back against Liverpool.
Do we think that Reece James has got some kind of injury?
He's not injured. He's not injured. He's fine. He can play. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I'm going to say it. When he's fit, how many right backs you choose is in front of him?
At Chelsea or in England?
In general, in the league. Because it ain't going to be many.
Both are Liverpool's.
And Jed Spence.
Apparently, fucking anyone at Chelsea other than him.
Timber. Ben White.
Behave yourself. You could all just fucking. You all need to go home. It's too
horror.
Yeah, I know. I might cash that one in there.
May cash out Aston Villa.
No, and they've fallen right off as well, haven't they? Oh, they've got 4 in 5, actually.
Is it Livramenko at Newcastle?
Look, calm down.
And other than the 19 that we've just named,
you're all wrong.
The only ones I want is Ipswich, Southampton's, and Leicester's.
Fuck, just come on. Nothing else really on the Liverpool game. It was. Quite rudimentary. I'm just a bit upset about the Reece James situation, but I would say Maresca is looking pretty safe right now. We've hit form at the right time, which is perfect for him.
If they have had a falling out, and Reece James, is he getting the minutes? Like, is he playing a lot, or is he just using him here and there at the moment?
Here and there, he didn't even fucking use him in the Liverpool match. Who came off? Lavia. Lavia's looking great, by the way, since he's come back. And Lavia and Caicedo, potentially, as the two defensive mids, might be something incredible. I don't know what you do with Fernandez then, but that's a story for another time. But Lavia came off, and Caicedo moved back into the defensive mid position, which made all the difference because he immediately played better. Obviously, that's his position. And he stuck, who was it? Probably Gusto. As right back, he just will not play James. I don't know what's going on there.
So, question.
Go on. He's going to Arsenal, isn't he?
No, I don't think he'd come to Arsenal. He wouldn't get in the squad either. So.
Fuck off.
PSR is something that Chelsea like to bend anyway, so it doesn't really matter to them. 30 million, 40 million pound bid comes in. Chelsea will take it.
To get rid of James, definitely.
Yeah.
Which is such a shame.
Club captain, he's not really got the armband anymore. Fernandez has.
We don't like club captains anymore. We got rid of Gallagher last season.
Mason Mount as well.
Yeah, we don't like club captains.
It's hard to say this because Chelsea have basically bought every youth player under the sun, but you just don't like bringing youth through anymore, do you? You just like sending them.
Or putting them out on loan. Yeah, I don't know. It seems to be
it's not a mercenary problem. Club.
If it gets you trophies, which it has done.
Yeah, the one this season's not anything to.
if we win it, the only good thing about it is the fact that we would make history. It's nice to say.
Fuck
we're
off.
The only club to have won all three. Arsenal ain't even won one.
Again, I'll point you to the direction of the ladies' team.
Fuck off. We're not talking about the WSL.
You're so sexist.
No, because it's two separate things. It's got nothing to do with genitalia, but this is not the WSL we're talking about. Thank you very much.
Arsenal Football Club is Arsenal Football Club.
Mitchell, it's been about 32 games that you've held your sexism in, so well done.
Stop it, all right? You're going to set a bad precedent here.
No, you are. That's
no,
what
I'm not
doing.
Like this. You're slander. This is slander.
All right. Anyone else want to talk any nonsense about Chelsea?
I hope they get Champions League football.
No,
you hope they don't?
We're going to get it.
You don't think we're going
to
get it?
I want Nottingham Forest to get it.
I think every neutral wants Forest to get it, but I mean, personally, I'd like City not to get it, but I can't see that happening now.
I was trying to work this out, if Forest could come in to the top five and if it would be possible for Arsenal to finish sixth. But because
it's mathematically possible.
Yeah, but I don't know if it is, purely because Chelsea and Newcastle play each other. So there has to be someone that drops points there. And I think there was another team in the top five that played.
There's 9 points to play for, right? There's only 3 games left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the table, and I'm not interested at looking at the table anymore. I'm honest. I've hit Bob's level of I don't give a damn anymore about football for the rest of the season.
Yeah. So this is going to be a great podcast for you guys.
Here's to the listeners. The only, well, I say the only team to, no, that's not even true. Luke, you can just talk about shitty Spurs. Go on.
Shitty, mate, I've got to start this off because obviously we got smashed against Liverpool and then they won the league. You know, that should obviously cheer you up a little bit. Not for Liverpool winning.
No, not really.
Spurs getting beat.
To be fair, if we had a chance of winning the league still, I would have actually liked Spurs to win a game.
But... True. You know that weren't going to happen either way, Clive. We were beating them. It's just a poor game. We can't beat Liverpool no matter what the fuck we do. We beat him in the League Cup or the FA Cup, whatever the fucking cup it was this season, and we still got beat the second leg anyway.
That's Carling Cup, yeah.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, it was just shit. It just can't beat them. They're just a bogey team for us, regardless. The league, we just struggle against.
The league. That's the struggle.
Yeah, okay. But they just came out and they obviously went to win it that day. They didn't want to wait another week. They beat. We didn't have to give them the Guard of Honor, though, which is great. You guys have to give them that. But yeah, they won.
Yeah, I'm not sure if every team now has to give them it until the end of the season.
I think so.
It's obviously down to the team themselves.
Yeah, I think everyone else. I think
we're a classy club.
Disrespect, yeah. If you don't do it,
I think Arsenal will do it because, yeah, I think they do kind of respect that side of things. But I just didn't know if it was the next team they play or is every team from this point onwards.
Apparently, it is every team from this point onwards.
Oh, fucking fun! Can't wait to watch that on Sunday with the other half.
Yeah, we were. Okay, oh, yeah. Everyone saw that. We were shit. Which it isn't.
There's nothing new in the league.
Nothing new with that. And then the West Ham game that we mentioned, there's not really much to talk about other than everyone else listening to this right now. But to be fair, I agree with Luke. There's shit. I don't even know we've been talking about Tottenham for the last fucking 35 weeks or whatever it is. There's been shit. It's just not entirely, but
yeah, mostly.
No, because we had a weird start to the season. Then we picked up, I think we got like 10 games or something in a row, whatever it was, and then we just went on bad form. Injuries kicked in and it just hurt us. But I think even if we had a full squad, I don't think we'd be where we are, but I don't think we'd be in the top five, top six. I think we'd be probably like 10th or something. I think I'm probably 10th or something. Just the way we've played this season. It's not been good. Even in the cup that we've been playing, we've looked good and we've played some good football. But it's not like like PSG, for instance, as I mentioned in the game, where I think after the Man City game, they've just been phenomenal. It's not like that. It's not like we've struggled in the league and then we've been amazing in the cup. We've been okay in the cup game.
Yeah, you've not, like, nobody's blown that competition out of the water, right? No teams looked amazing in it all the way through. You'd probably say you've got the best first team in that competition and probably have had throughout the season.
Yeah.
If you
I
looked
agree.
At that competition at the start of the season, you looked at everyone's first team, you'd go, Tottenham should win this competition.
Yeah, I think the Frankfurt
certainly
game,
with none of the Champions League teams dropping in as well.
Yeah, I know. I thought we might get that one in just to damper if Spurs win it, I guess, by saying that.
Oh, no, I'm just stating facts, mate.
No, it's facts.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fact, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, all the managers coming out, as I mentioned earlier on, people talking about on the radio and about our Spurs and United shouldn't be there, which I think is bullshit.
Oh, you're talking about now going into the Champions League?
Oh, let's not talk about the other games. The West Ham game, we already know about that, but we already covered that.
Are you a bit worried about the Bowden Glint home advantage?
No, not really. They're professional football players. Just play on the fucking grass, mate, or fake grass, whatever the fuck it is.
So there's a couple of things around it, though, isn't there?
What?
They've never lost a European tie at home.
Well, good for them. Like, we won 3-1, so that means they can win 1-0. We still go through. Let them have that. Let them keep their record. I hate these stats and shit that people come up with, this bullshit again. Like, these
they're
players,
the ones that do you the whole season, though, aren't they? If he's never scored in 90 years of playing exactly, football, he'll score against Spurs.
I mean, it happened to you today against that guy who hasn't scored in 4 years. Scores today.
His first Champions League goal, yeah.
Yeah. But it happens. It's just the way it is. But again, if we lose 1-0 against him and someone's fucking player that's been out for 10 years and now plays today and scores, fair play to him. You know, if we lose 1-0, we still go through. I'm not concerned, but I don't like when people are saying, oh, mate, you've got to go in, you've got to play on this artificial grass, you've got to have this problem. It's like, fuck's sake, mate. I watched the video back when Roy Keane stuff were playing and Vinnie Jones and shit. You see that pitch they were playing on? The shit was bobbling up left, right and centre. Fouls all over the place.
Again, they're conditioned for that, though. They were conditioned for that time.
Come on, Clive, mate.
Yeah, but also, as Arteta would tell you, the ball was different.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting point because they're at different altitude yeah, there as well, aren't they?
The altitude the stuff.
Ball
like,
will,
I can
will
understand.
Be affected by
I can understand the altitude and obviously the football, the fitness and stuff. Like, I can understand
breathing,
that.
I
fully get because that's an actual thing. But the actual
science,
the actual grass of the field itself, the ball, yes, will move a different way and whatnot, but they'll be out there to train it and play on it and test it anyway.
I'd assume that Tottenham's training facilities have astro pitches and you probably have an altitude indoor training facility as well.
Fucking hell, Clive. You know, these players, you know, they've all been pampered all their life now, haven't they? You know, just get on the fucking field. Just get on the field and just play fucking football. The ball's on it. Like, look at us. We go Tuesday football, Monday football, playing whatever fucking field it is, and we're just not saying we're great and we're professional football players. But we just get on with it. Let's just grow the fucking pair of balls.
You're fucking injured every other week, mate.
What's that? Look, I might be injured, yeah, but you fucking pay me £100,000 a week and I'll fucking play.
Money doesn't stop a human being getting injured.
No, it fucking does, mate. Look at Odegaard.
Well, Luke, I was just about to say, you wouldn't play.
That's exactly what you're going to say, Clive.
You just said you wouldn't play.
What was that?
You wouldn't play.
No, probably not.
If I've got a knock, I can't play, boss.
Fair play, yeah. But these players are fucking, you know, they're good enough to play on these pitches.
There shouldn't be enough in that to... But apparently they've been... I've not looked at it because there's not a competition at Arsenal or in, so I don't care. And would I watch the final? If it's a United-Tottenham final?
Yes.
I don't know if I would. I'll be on holiday, so probably not.
Where are you going?
Croatia and Slovenia.
I actually knew that.
You did. I think we spoke about it on Friday. We did speak about it on Friday. You was like, I love Croatia.
I do love Croatia.
We should do a podcast about Croatia rather than London football fucking teams.
We'll just set one up when you get back in.
Yeah.
You tell us all about it.
All right, back to Spurs.
I'm happy if we go through and don't do Spursy shit tomorrow. And then we're more than likely play United unless United do some weird shit again where they concede goals like they did the other day against Brentford. Did they lose against?
Yeah, 4-2 or something like that.
Yeah, but they still scored. They've got goals in them, United, at the moment. I don't see them not going through. I just feel like we've got all the way to Spain to play the final and we could just do it at Wembley.
It's not how it works, though.
I know. It's not how it works.
Arsenal and Chelsea had to go to fucking Azerbaijan to play in the fucking final. So Spain's not exactly a hard
shit. No, it's not. But it'll be good. It'll be good if we go through and we get to get to the final. It's just typical United, isn't it? United know what to do in a final. They've done it numerous times.
Does this United? Well, I suppose they've won everything. Like they've won a trophy for the last 3 years, haven't they?
So. Yeah, they are pretty good at winning the trophies. So I'm nervous. I'm nervous about tomorrow's game.
Ten Hag there, not.
It was. But then again,
and old Ozzy wins everything in his second year, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah. Yeah, I guess if he gets next season, I guess pre-season.
I think we've said it in the chat and whatnot. If he wins this trophy, walk away. Don't even pretend like you want to be there for next season. Just walk away. Just go, I showed you I could do it. I done it. Fuck you guys, I'm out.
I'll take it though. We need to win something.
Desperately.
We do need to win something. I don't know why Chelsea are different. Even if we win it, yeah, it would probably be Arsenal. You've won European trophy. It'll be the Arsenal fans that don't want Spurs to win. Chelsea fans probably don't give two shits. They shouldn't even give two shits.
Why?
Because you've won everything.
Thank you, Luke.
Well, it's true.
Not everything.
Well, we're about.
Well, not yet. I guess, Bob. I guess not yet. On the note, sorry, they didn't win the World Cup, did they?
Oh,
yeah. Or the prestigious European Cup. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. But the Premier League at the moment is dead to me.
Should we at the moment?
I mean, all season. Like, again, like I know I've spoken about it quite a lot. 19 losses this season in the Premier League.
I know.
19.
I mean, you spoke to me about my predictions, but fucking hell, Clive, I couldn't have predicted that.
No, you couldn't. But I mean, we'll come on to the predictions in a minute.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Luke, right? 19. So you don't even get the fucking score right. But even if you'd predicted half of those as losses, that's 8 points. 9 points. Fucking hell, you wouldn't be bottom.
Hang on. Unless no, you no. Got bang on.
Singular points. Oh, yeah. Even if he just bet on the loss, you wouldn't be last.
You'd be one. That's a spoiler. Yeah, we're coming to Man versus Ayo in a minute.
Now you've got to wear an Arsenal top.
We've got a decision to make. Do we kind of have a shroud of mystery around it for the last few weeks, or do we want to know?
And a mystery.
Well, why?
I just, like, I
there's
mean,
still 3 weeks left.
There are still 3 weeks. There's 9 points to play for all of us. So there's still some movement that could happen, but.
Rob, just whisper to me now. How far am I in front?
You just want to bask in the glory. Like, not fucking you're not thinking either. About the fans of the podcast.
The worrying thing is, and this is the snippet spoiler, Luke could still finish. Not bottom.
You're welcome.
Just need to start predicting losses, Luke.
And as bugs as that sounds, if he gets 9 points out of the last three games and Bob gets 0 points out of the last three games, Bob could be wearing a Millwall top.
I mean, all Bob needs to do is predict a loss and he's good.
No, they'll go on a run.
I do that. And then we still fucking lose the draw or whatever. Like, it's just, that's me, dude. Fucking hate this game. I hate this sport.
Yeah.
Hate this podcast.
Why the fuck did we sign up to do this? God.
I don't know.
Wait, we signed up to this?
All right, why did I
kind of got forced into it.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, does anyone else want to say anything about Tottenham? That's shit. Cool. Excellent. Right. Man versus AI, I guess. Man versus AI.
Oh,
insert noise, yeah. Mitchell.
I almost forgot it then. Oh, beep, boop, boop, beep.
Wonderful. It's such a great idea again, Bob, mate.
Thanks, mate. Cheers. Added I mean, so we'll give you content. Credit for the little intro that you give, Mitch, but you can't take away my great idea.
Yeah.
Banging. Honestly. Top tier.
I should get royalties for this shit.
If Mitch would kind of come up with this idea, it would be in the bin within 2 weeks, I reckon. Bin it off. I can't wait for Luke's ideas next year.
Oh, mate, again, the ideas are going to be amazing. Mitchell
brings into the table.
Could get people hyped for next season. Hold this space. Is that the word for it?
Watch this space.
That's the one.
I guess listen.
I'm tired. Oh, listen here.
Listen to this space.
Harry Kane finally won a trophy.
He did.
But he still counts. He did. Just throwing it out there now. Ballon d'Or.
Don't think that's quite going to happen.
I don't know who would get it in. The two teams are there. People always talk about the Champions League, but PSG and Inter.
Yeah.
Salah?
Mo's got a chance
for the Premier League.
I don't know. I just can't sit with Harry Kane.
I mean, he's banged in, I don't know, 40-odd goals already.
Farmers League, though, isn't it?
I guess so.
Dembele, if they win the Champions League, he's scored a shitload of goals, hasn't he?
He's scored a fuck ton of goals, hasn't he? Yeah, since January 25, apparently.
Yeah.
And that's this January, 2025 January.
Just say that again, Clive.
Yeah.
2025 January.
Imagine if you signed him.
Yeah, I think he's a bit out of our price range. He's on that oil money, isn't he?
Good money, then.
Ah, Mitchell.
You know what, mate?
No one's going to get away. Chelsea. Fucking hell, they're oil money.
Not anymore. Cowboy money now.
Right, so I'm just generating some AI stuff. We're going back there again. So the last prediction I remember doing was the Arsenal Palace one. And I
little pace is back.
I was going to mention that, but... Right, I predicted 2-0 Arsenal win, got 0 points on that one. So that was game week 34? Yeah. 34. Bob predicted a 3-1 Brighton win that week and got 1 point.
Yeah, fucking 1-3-2, the pricks.
Mitchell predicted, here he goes, game week 34, 1-0 win against Everton. To follow up with his 2-1 win against Fulham, so got another 3 points.
Oh, yeah. You're probably on like 25 points now, you mentioned.
26, I think.
Luke predicted...
Well, keeping it a fucking secret.
It's still a guess, though.
Luke predicted a solid 3-1 Tottenham win against Liverpool, got 0 points.
He predicted the Chelsea result? Fucking hell.
I did predict the Chelsea result.
AI predicted... A 2-0 Arsenal win against Palace, 0 points. Liverpool to beat Tottenham, 3-1, so got 1 point there. Brighton West Ham to draw, 1-1. Chelsea to beat Everton, 2-0, so got 1 point there. So 2 points in total on that game week. The next game week was West Ham v Tottenham. Bob predicted a 3-1 Tottenham win. Got 0 points. Luke predicted a 2-1 or 3-1 Tottenham win. 2-1, wasn't it? 2-1, got 0 points.
Consistent.
AI predicted Arsenal to beat Bournemouth 2-1, got 0 points. Clive predicted Arsenal to beat Bournemouth 2-1, got 0 points. AI predicted Liverpool to beat Chelsea 2-1, got 0 points.
Max.
Mitchell predicted Chelsea 1, Liverpool 1.
Yeah.
And got 0 points. So, do we do the league table now or do we keep it complete secrecy?
Well, yeah, but we
haven't had an episode. We're going to area right now, climbing,
yeah. Where's you going, mate? We haven't had an episode in a while. What if we just do it now so we all know going into the final 3 weeks?
No, because that's shit.
It is for you, because you're not in it.
I mean,
well, I am.
He could still draw or lost.
Yeah.
Well, Bob.
Yeah.
Bob could still draw last.
Right, well, we've fucking ruined it now, haven't we? So why don't we just second do the league table?
All right.
Here we go.
So, AI has 89 points.
Yeah.
Mitchell, trying his hardest to drag humans up. We've got 76 points.
Oh.
So a couple of results, and we could steal this one.
That could have been exciting if we kept it a fucking secret.
It could have been, Bob. You should have campaigned harder for it. Right. Mitchell, 26 points. Clive, 21 points. Bob, 19 points. Luke, 10 points.
26.
You know.
16 points in front of Luke.
Right. Weekend games. Newcastle, Chelsea.
No, wait.
Yep, you first.
Not me first. I'm not really.
You first.
I think.
You play first during the weekend, so you... No, that can't be right.
No, we don't.
You'll play on Sunday, wouldn't you?
Mm. We actually all play Sunday, so...
Okay, cool. You first.
Hang on, I need to... I'm not prepared.
Oh, I've got to get my stats up.
I have got to get my stats up.
Past results.
Is that what you've been doing,
Mitch? Cole Palmer had a cold together.
Just go on your heart, mate. Stop being a...
Fucking says
you've
you.
Had 9 days. You've had nine days to prepare this.
No, I haven't. I've been hard at work. You're not going to believe this, but the last time we beat Newcastle was the 27th October last year.
Yeah, but I don't know why you're looking at that. Just follow your heart, mate.
It's the last game we played him and we beat him. You fucking dingbat. Oh!
9 days you've had.
I'm not ready for this.
This is pathetic. Kick him out, Clive.
Yeah, but this is why.
Put him down for a prediction.
This is why I'm.
Top, you should go at him more.
And you could be joint bottom. All right,
Bob, go at him more.
Let me concentrate.
Mitchell, just leave. If you're not going to fucking predict, just leave the podcast.
I think we need to change it around, Clive, for the podcast. You know where you ask us, you know.
Oh, here's one of his big ideas. Go on.
Instead Thank
of
asking you.
Results on Chelsea, yeah, and stuff like that. Mitchell just needs to tell us his prediction first, and then we'll come to the Chelsea, because that takes longer.
Oh, but this is a one-time thing!
It's not a one-time thing. You've done it so many times.
No, but can we just focus on the fact that Clive said that this was my idea?
No, I said this is a great idea, Luke. This is one of the great ideas for next season. Luke was just about to present.
That's exactly what he said.
Bob's idea. That's why he's so commanding about it, and I love it.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Hey, listen, guys.
Okay. Fuck's sake.
I was going to say it and I changed my mind.
Fuck.
No, don't do this. Get on with it. Wait, just wait.
Get on with it.
Oh, wasn't there a guy that died on the good... Have you seen The Good Place? The guy that can't make a decision. And he ends up dying.
No, that's
Mitchell.
That's
fucking Mitchell right now.
I could win 20.
I'm going to go for a Desmond.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what a sad prediction after that amount of time.
Nice. Oh, this one's a good one. That's four goals.
Pathetic.
All right, Bob.
Oh, let me think about this. Hang on.
You've got United away.
To play for, mate.
1-1.
They're going to rest
players. Oh, that's such a shit fucking result.
Well, I only took about 3 seconds, you prick.
Well,
that's a pretty bad prediction, but okay.
You hear that? You hear that, Bob?
No, I didn't hear it because Clive moved his fucking head away from the microphone again.
Tottenham v Palace, Luke.
2-1 Tottenham.
Both possibly playing for finals.
Yeah.
And Liverpool v Arsenal. 1-1 draw.
Oh, okay.
We don't win at Anfield. Right, predictions from AI. Let's go. And pace, right. Tottenham, I'm not going to do the blur because it's...
Yeah, it's getting late. Yeah. Well, he's late.
We've got Tottenham v Palace, 1-1 draw.
No.
Newcastle v Chelsea, 2-1 Newcastle win.
Dirty bastards. That's what we said with Liverpool.
Liverpool v Arsenal, 2-1 Liverpool win. And Manchester United v West Ham, 1-1 draw. So Bob's prediction is going to stuff us up. Well, you've predicted the same thing as AI now, haven't you? So
I'm just saying it for my self now. Bob, fuck you,
maybe you should have taken your time with it, yeah?
Before what's AI going to predict? I'm going to predict something that gives us a chance of winning the only competition that actually matters.
I hope so much you fuck up your prediction, Mitchell.
I'm in the lead, mate. Don't matter.
He's got a bit of breathing room, to be fair. Like, if there's one thing we can be sure of, Mitchell's not losing.
And we thought it was going to be me at the start of the season.
Well, what was your catchphrase at the start of the season?
Hey, it's impossible to predict Chelsea, mate.
Clearly, it's the easiest one.
Yeah.
I'm just good at my job, right?
Why don't we make the last week times 10 points?
Oh, I'm not against it.
No,
I'm
not against it.
I am against it.
I think there should be a majority vote on it. I think there should be a majority vote.
No. Yeah, I like that. The only way, I'll tell you now, the only way I will agree to that is if Luke finishes last, he has to wear the Arsenal
shirt. I'm not wearing an Arsenal shirt, mate.
It's the only way I'll agree to it.
Have a think about it, Luke. Don't just rule it out.
I need to think about it, Clive. All season.
Maybe if we do double points for the last three weekends.
So,
what
the fuck's the matter with you?
The thing is, Clive, the thing is, I'd be on like 20 at best.
You might predict a couple of losses, though.
And I'll still lose.
We'll give you the option to change your prediction for this weekend as well.
No, not happening. Oh, because I think we'll beat them 2-1.
Still doesn't change it. Gotta love him.
I know.
Gotta love him. I mean, Palace have got a FA Cup final on the 17th of May, so
yeah, it's not a great day, the 17th.
It's the best day of the year, mate.
Are you actually on holiday for that day as well?
The 17th? Yeah. No, I'm playing football at Southend Stadium.
Oh, nice.
Charity football. Yeah, I go away the 27th of May, so. So, yeah, we'll have to figure out the podcasts around that time as well. I don't know when the Premier League finishes because I'm not interested in doing a...
25th.
Nice. I'm not interested in doing a European special for fucking Tottenham, possibly winning a trophy.
Don't you worry about that. We'll sort
it out. Again, I've been off all the platforms. Don't you worry, it'll never air.
No, I'll create a new one.
It'll never air.
I'd finally sign up to something where I need to get something. I don't know what. But I'll do it.
It's a good start.
I know. I don't have a fucking clue, mate. I'm still not on Instagram.
You just do it on Instagram.
I don't know.
Should we set it in stone? I'd pay for that, Luke. That we do the podcast on that Sunday night, the 25th. Because all matches will be 4 o'clock, wouldn't it?
Yeah, let me just. Before I hard commit.
Because if you're flying on the 27th.
I'll come back to you tomorrow about that one because I need to find my phone and my calendar and make sure she's not booked me in for something.
Mike, you need to add like a whipping sand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of his another great ideas. He's already, the juices are flowing. The juices are flowing.
Yeah, we've got to add those sands in for next year. It's a sandboard, isn't it, for next year? That's a great idea.
Oh, so your ideas constitute of things that you can't do, but Mike has to deal with the hard work.
Yeah. We've got to keep you employed, don't
we? I mean, we don't pay them.
Yeah. Hold up. Wait a minute. I think we should really sort that out.
Another great idea. Luke's going to start paying Mike. Excellent idea, Luke. These are flowing. Yeah.
Mike, I will pay you with Freddo's, okay?
Oh, my Monday. God, Luke. I was get out of my head. I was just thinking about fucking Freddo's and I was like, you know, there should be some sort of fucking prize for winning this man versus AI. How about a fucking Freddo?
Two great minds, mate. Two great minds.
Oh, my goodness.
There's no prize for winning. There's only a prize for losing. And well, that's going to be Lou.
How's that a prize?
But it would be fun to see.
It's a prize for everyone else.
Okay,
but I do want to. If you put an arsehole t-shirt in front of me, I'm going to wipe my arse with it in front of you guys. That is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to do a dump on it.
What, you'll be on camera?
I don't give a shit.
No, you will be giving a shit. You'll be shitting on the shirt.
Exactly.
We might be able to sell that to OnlyFans or something.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I'm sure there's a scat or scar.
He knows. He's just
fooling
you. Don't
try and downplay it now, Luke. Yeah, you know the fucking lingo.
I know.
We do have to definitely agree that you'll be picking shirts out of a hat, Luke.
For you to wear?
No, for you to wear.
We agreed this.
What you do is I'll pick a hat out of a hat.
No.
Yeah?
No, we agreed this shirt.
No one's agreed a shirt.
Yeah, I mean, you did.
No.
Don't make Mike go and clip it.
I mean, that would be... I mean, you don't pay Mike, and that would be a lot of work.
This is what you're making me do.
Making you do anything, mate. Fuck
us. All right. I was going to just start to end it, but we can't end it there, can we? Not a lot of teams can beat PSG by the looks of it, mate. And no English team this year, anyway. Well, I mean, Liverpool did beat them away, I think. But... Cool. Right.